K-State Nation, what's going on? Eddie Greer, another episode of the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas. Welcome on board to this Friday edition. Yes, sure, we are going to post this up immediately. Won't come out until like probably noon or 1 o'clock. Busy weekend, seems to be quiet. It was supposed to be quiet, but nope. K-State football had to throw a wrench in those plans. And of course, we knew about women's volleyball. Of course, we cover men's, women's basketball, baseball coming in the spring, cross country wrapped up early in the fall semester, along with women's tennis. We already said women's volleyball, women's tennis, men's, women's golf, women's rowing happened a little bit in the fall as well. Track and field also coming. It's gonna be around the corner here, not before too long, and so much more. Appreciate you guys as usual for listening to the Purple Project Podcast. If you've not already subscribed, well, we're getting down to business here, heading toward the end of the calendar year of 2025. You better get on the railroad tracks right now. Make sure you subscribe to this podcast wherever you listen to podcasts, whether that's Spotify, Amazon, iTunes, and so much more. For wherever you listen to your favorite Kansas State podcast. If you have not made this podcast part of your K-State family of podcasts to listen to, you might want to do that because we're coming at you every single day. Podbean app. We're looking at Monday, folks. Whether me solo or myself and Alex Aiden, we will recap all what took place, what's going on. Yes, Eddie's got to work tomorrow, Saturday, unfortunately. But Monday, I will shoot for that there as well. Podbean app, Greer 3. Eddie's podcast. That's Greer 3, Eddie's podcast, Greer number 3, EDDID. About this podcast for more bonus coverage of your K-State Wildcats over there. And of course, make sure you pass the word along to fellow K-State fans out there who are big-time K-State fans who love podcasts. Make sure you tell them about this particular podcast, this Everyday Podcast, Pro Parcher Podcast, all things K-State sports. Man, we're going to go around the horn for a little bit because, again, so much we can get into right now. Well, has not already been said already, but looking like from what K-State sports said, everybody else said, I waited, and still kind of waiting, but all roads. And we'll dive on this more in a separate episode, but Colin Klein, your neck is most likely to be your next head coach of the football team, folks. Anyway, as well, I said a little bit on yesterday's episode, last night's episode came out last night, other day as well. It's funny enough that when I came here as a student the first time, for the very first time, way back when, was it 2010, he was a backup quarterback there, and then, of course, I think that was the same year that we went 6-6, fair enough, there as well. I think that was the year where we got robbed. I'm going to say this for my season finale of the EG3 podcast, which will be in 2 weeks, which will be another week, because I will be recording another episode, and then it'll be the fall finale of the EG3 podcast, same platform as your Purple Project podcast, wherever you get your podcast there as well. I believe that same year where we got robbed of beating Syracuse in New York. There's two things that are happening, or kind of coming full circle a little bit. I'll leave it at that. You guys, K-State Nation, don't know. Well, actually, maybe y'all do. Maybe I might have spoiled something. Some of y'all do. But some of y'all who are new, fresh this podcast probably don't know. But I'm going to leave that up as a little cliffhanger for y'all there as well. But yeah, Colin Klein from then on. And now to see his star, his building blocks progress and how comes for speaking of full circle, how focused full circle is this? Colin Klein, Chris Klieman. Again, we'll have a lot more praise, criticisms. hey, this is what it is about it. But yeah, Colin Klein, how full circle is this for him coming back to Manhattan? And it's like that to be your next football coach. I believe it's a 36th head coach ever. Seems like. For me, it's been like only three since becoming a K-State student, obviously an alum, and now do a K-State podcast. I think this is the third coach now head coach now in my little, what do you want to call it, era, tenure, whatever it is, there as well. So exciting stuff. But on the flip side of that, you're getting players that are leaving. So, and again, Colin Klein is going to be coaching the Texas A&M Aggies. He's still the OC. I should be more direct on that. He's the offensive coordinator for Texas A&M Aggies. And he's made it known that he's going to stay with the Aggies. Lane Kiffin throughout the postseason. That's well. That's going to be my topic on that one on the EG's Web Podcast. Why are coaches leaving? When your team is still playing? I don't get it. I just don't get it. I understand it when you're done. When you're not in a bowl game. You're not in a Coastal playoff. I get that, but to leave your own team, yeah, he has history, and his history lived up to the billing. And in doing that, you stay in the same. You did it, and you stay in the same conference. No. Man, I can't wait to go off on that Lane Kiffin on the EG3 podcast. But again, that's another podcast there. But yeah, so Colin Klein returning to K-State as well. So much more there. Obviously, we'll talk about as the rest of the year winds down, of course, into 2026 as well. The transfer portal. Before I went off that Lane Kiffin tiff there, that trade there, or off the train anyways, Quay Moss, I saw that late last night, trying to catch up some K-State news. Seems that I'm working late now. Instead of getting off at the traditional 5 o'clock, now I'm looking until like 10:30, 11 o'clock. But anyways, Quay Moss, there's somebody else now in the transfer portal. J.P. Price in the transfer portal as well, so things are stacking up. They're stacking up. There's a lot of movement going on. This is the Pro Bunchers Podcast, all things K-State sports. Eddie Greer here on this Friday. What up? Happy Friday, K-State Nation, December 5th, 2025. So we got that. So there's going to be, plenty of talk between now and obviously a new football year to see what Colin Klein obviously brings. We know he brings to the table. What he's going to do as a head coach now. For Kansas returning to where he played from, Heisman finalist. Oh, excuse me. And all that. Number two, today, later on this afternoon, and volleyball is in the news at the top of the heat before all this Chris Kleiman, Colin Klein stuff. Women's volleyball looking the upset, San Diego. And I record a postcast early in the morning since my running schedule has me off. For a rare on a Saturday. We're on a Saturday, but it's probably the last Saturday. Last Saturday for quite some time be off. Because I'm about to get into speaking of New York. But anyways, yeah, so K-State wins volleyball 17-9 in the regular season. Taking on, they're the 8th seed in the NCAA tournament in their side of the bracket. Lincoln, Nebraska, taking on San Diego Toledos. And if they get upset San Diego later on this afternoon, they'll have to take on, more than likely, no disrespect to Long Island. No disrespect to Long Island, folks. But Nebraska ain't lost all year long. Undefeated in conference play. Undefeated overall. You're going to take on Nebraska. So I'm not trying to, again, I think we're, and Jasmine Halliburton did this too, our friend of the podcast, Run It Back podcast, trying to look ahead a little bit. So we'll see. We'll see what happens. We'll see what happens here. The same people, let that go to voicemail. I'm calling right now. The same people keep calling. Anyways, yeah, so there's that. We'll have a postcast. It could be our last one on the volleyball side. We'll see if K-State can show up and show out. We know this about them all year long. I've said it throughout the week there as well. So yeah, man, we'll see what happens. But yeah, I'm excited for this team. If you're off your A game, ain't gonna happen. So we'll see what happens in Lincoln, Nebraska, 4:30. I'll be fully indulged in work. I'll be fully involved in work there. So yeah, obviously, but I'll catch up on everything once I get off there as well. Of course, I'll record the podcast, and that'll be the first episode on that Saturday or tomorrow, I should say, there as well. And then, yeah, see, we have that. That's the first round, excuse me, the NCAA tournament. Eddie Greeter III, Pro Watcher Podcast, continues on this Friday, December 5th, 2025. And finally, tomorrow, also, tomorrow, men's basketball, K-State men's basketball, going the wrong direction, and you got 7-1 Seton Hall coming to your place. Oh, boy. Yeah, man, so this is going to be interesting. Football now kind of has a sense of direction a little bit now. We kind of called it out. Well, not called out. They call on Klein how it went down, but called out. You need to make changes there. Basketball, you're going in the wrong direction. You lost three in a row. Can you right the ship and upset Seton Hall in Bramlage? Last time we played a Big East team last year, we got hounded. We got blasted by Jake Johns. I mentioned that earlier this week as well. And that is a, what is that time? What is that time say here? I think it was 3 o'clock. Yep, 3 o'clock Central Time. Bramlage Coliseum. Jerome Tang, PJ Haggerty, David Castillo. Look to stem the tide here against Seton Hall. It don't get any easier than that. And they need a fast start. They need to start off fast because apparently they ain't been getting out the fast starts. And that's been killing this team in the stretch here. We all started 5-0. And then, I mentioned Nebraska earlier. Well, different Nebraska, women's volleyball. Nebraska started off a losing streak. You lose by a point off a bad foul call. And then you just get roasted by Indiana. I knew that was going to happen. And then, stunning loss, the wage you lost against Bowling Green. So we don't know which team is going to show up tomorrow, but they desperately need a spark. They need a couple of sparks, and they need a W. They need a dub. So we'll see if they can get that tomorrow afternoon against Seton Hall, and I believe here. Women's basketball has been off the entire week after spending in Cancun 3 games in 3 days in Sunday. What we got going on here? Speaking of, nice transition to close out this Friday edition of the podcast. Ole Miss. So you guys gonna get some good basketball. You're in Manhattan this weekend. You're gonna get some good basketball action this weekend. Yeah, Seton Hall on the men's side coming to Bramlage, and on the women's side, oh, it doesn't get any easier either as they're taking on Ole Miss. Yeah, speaking of Lane Kiffin's old program. Yeah, Ole Miss, 13th ranked Ole Miss. So in the K-State women's basketball team, they're coming off losing what? Was it 2 in a row? Yeah, they lost 2 in a row because they beat Columbia. If it wasn't for the come behind hot shooting effort from downtown, sitting here sitting at different tune, they might be sitting here losing 3 in a row. But so these basketball teams right now, a little bit of alum right now. That's a 2 o'clock tip Sunday. Birdie. EG3, can he make an appearance in Manhattan? We'll find out for sure. Yeah. Yeah, it's that time. Well, the weather subsided a little bit now, so time to get out. Yeah, I can't see a little bit, you know what I'm saying? So yeah, that could be the agenda. We'll see about that on Sunday. But yeah, man, so basketball all weekend coming up for K-State. It is men first. Who are sitting, what was it, 5-3? Yeah, there we got two. Our basketball teams have 5 wins. Men, 5-3, looking to stem the tide. And again, on Sunday, K-State women's basketball looking to upset Ole Miss. And they have lost 2 straight. And I think now they lost 3. They've lost 3 of the last 4. The women's basketball team under Jeff Mintz. Of course, that's a young ball club. Again, when you're placing those legends we're talking about. So we'll see. But we're starting to get that identity. I'm letting it play out to the end of the year. And then we get... at least until conference play starts, and we'll find out more about these teams. But yeah, we'll find out a lot more as we move along here in the month of December. That's kind of a look at the rest of your weekend, folks, for K-State sports. And again, we'll hop on postcast, women's volleyball, per usual. For those of you fresh to this podcast, recap, postcast, after every K-State athletic event. So we'll have that covered. And, of course, we'll have the postcast of both the men's and women's basketball. And, of course, no reaction because, oh, yeah, speaking of reaction, yeah, so another birdie in the hole. Somebody, I think it was the Power Cat podcast, talking about or hearing things that players don't want to play in a bowl game. Hey, you lose. Well, look, I get it. Look, I even messaged yesterday on yesterday's show that you're a senior. You want to because you're not gonna get this opportunity again. I definitely understand from that S point, but again, if you lose, then you finish out the year under 500. And this team, before of course Klieman made his surprise retirement announcement this week, saying this team's been under 500 all year. So we'll see what happens. And K-State, yeah, there's been a lot of rumbling around. They might not play. They might play. We'll see what happens. But hey, we'll put it out there. But Sunday is a selection show for the football, college football, and I believe the college football playoff too at the same time there as well. So we'll definitely know. Obviously, the Big 12 championship game is tomorrow with BYU and Texas Tech. Unfortunately, yours truly can't watch that. So yeah, man. Yeah, I'm trying to get used to this new work schedule. It's a grind. It's a grind, let me tell you. But maybe as I get used to it, it'll become second nature. But yes, yeah, this is what it is right now. When you got a potential 2026 big year, a potential ahead. I ain't saying it. Just saying. You gotta go out your own way. You gotta go out your own way to do more as you what you're doing. So that's where I'm at with that, and where we're at with K-State Sports. It's been a wild week. For K-State Sports, we'll see what happens tonight or this afternoon with our volleyball team in round one of the NCAA tournament. And then we'll go in the weekend and see if our basketball teams can get a win or six win on both sides of the coin. The Pro Watcher Podcast, all things K-State Sports, you can get it where your podcast is found. Once again, free and available wherever you listen to your podcast. Alex Aiden out there in Santa California, Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. This has been another K-State Sports edition of the Purple Project Podcast. All things K-State Sports. We'll talk to y'all on the next edition. We'll be talking to y'all throughout the weekend. I'm pretty sure about that. We'll talk to y'all in the next edition of this podcast. Cats.